Revenue Chat episode 163.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. Some quick news here. With over 2 million downloads on my weekly talk shows, our audience is loving our guest interviews, and I just want to say thanks a million. Or actually, thanks 2 million. And I am now on television with the Tony D'Urso TV show. Check it out at TonyDURSO.com/TonyTV. Also, if you want to get major shout-outs for your business or get interviewed, just go to TonyDURSO.com/TonyTV and check out the links. Following is from my TV interview with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan is well known by this moniker and hosts the National Money Answers radio show. He's written 13 books on financial topics, including Are You Ready? The Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms. He was the Wall Street correspondent at Money Magazine for 18 years, and the list goes on. Also, stick around to the very end for a little story on something I really love. I wonder what that could be. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Here we go. Hi and welcome. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. We showcase successful entrepreneurs along with humanitarian and noteworthy projects. We share wisdom, advice, and guidance with you to assist in your life, career, and business. Some great solutions and advice for you just ahead. Success awaits those who persevere and remain steadfast despite the odds. Be righteous. Join me. Jordan Goodman is known as America's Money Answers Man. He hosts the national Money Answers radio show, and he's written 13 books on financial topics, including this, are you ready? The Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms. And he's also was the Wall Street correspondent at Money Magazine for 18 years, and the list goes on and on. I love this subject. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Great to be with you, Tony.
Tell us about the Saver's Dilemma, please.
The saver's dilemma, Tony, is that people who have money in the bank, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, they're getting zero pretty much these days. And it's going to stay that way for a long time. So the banks are raising what they're charging on loans, on credit cards, student loans, business loans, but they're not raising what they're paying on deposits. So that's the saver's dilemma. You got your money sitting there pretty much earning zero.
That's very interesting. What solution do you have?
So here's a solution you won't normally hear about, Tony. There are things called secured real estate funds, which pay an 8% yield over a one-year time frame. The value of the fund doesn't go up or down. It stays at a $10 net asset value, basically. You can get monthly checks if you like, or if you don't need the money, you can reinvest it and have it compound on a regular basis. The minimum is $5,000 to get into it. There are no commissions or fees of any kind to get into the thing. There's a solution right there to get 8% instead of zero in the bank.
I absolutely love that, 8%. So what do we have to do? How do we start on this?
So there's a website to go to, which is securedrealestatefunds.com, where you can find out more and sign up for it even online. And you can do it inside an IRA, you can do it outside an IRA, or both, and have your money compounding that way. Now, let me just tell you a little bit more about how they work. What they're doing is lending money short-term, over like a year or so, to commercial real estate projects all over the country. Apartment buildings, medical offices, student housing, assisted living, parking lots, just all kinds of commercial properties that are perfectly creditworthy, but have a hard time getting loans because the banks are so difficult to deal with these days. So they make these loans. And in addition to getting the 8% interest, when the projects are sold at a profit, the builder developer shares some of those profits with the fund, and you actually get a little bit of extra on top of that. Last year, for example, the actual return on the fund was 8.7%, 8% from interest, 0.7 from the profit sharing. So you actually get a little bit extra there. So again, there's a website you can see more about this, securedrealestatefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2102. A little bit better to get 8% than zero, I would say, Tony.
I'll say a little bit better. 8%, that's incredible. And now we're going to switch to something near and dear to probably every single person's heart, which is saving money on mortgage. We are no strangers to that 30-year grind. First of all, let's take it from what is the problem with that traditional 15 or 30-year loan on paying off a mortgage?
Well, the problem with the traditional mortgage is all the interest is paid up front. So people are paying thousands and thousands of dollars of interest and making very, very little progress on the principal with the traditional mortgage. You get a 30-year mortgage, you make the same payment for 30 years. After 15 years, maybe you paid off 10% of the principal, and then you pay off the principal in later years. And then, Tony, if you refinance, you start a new 30-year clock all over again with all that interest up front.
So I know that one.
To do this is what's called mortgage optimization, where actually, I'll explain how it works, but you can pay off a 30-year mortgage in about 5 to 7 years on your existing level of income.
That's amazing. So how can you do that? Can you give us some information or tips on how we can actually optimize that?
So you use a home equity line of credit, what's called the HELOC, H-E-L-O-C, which is a liquid line against your house, second mortgage. You can put money in, you can take it out whenever you like. You keep your income, which is normally sitting in your checking account, in the HELOC, pushing down your balance every day. And then you take money from the HELOC towards your first, pay that off faster, and literally in 5-6 years, you can have the whole thing paid off. There is a website that can actually model it for you for free, which is called truthinequity.com. You do what's called a personal profile. You put in your income, your expenses, your house value, your mortgage, all those things, and it's going to say what you're paying today is going to take you 28 and a half years to pay off your mortgage. With the numbers you just gave us, 6.5 years, whatever it comes out to be. And then they show you step by step how to do it. There are three things you need, Tony, to make this work. Got to have equity in your house. If you're underwater, there's nothing to borrow against. Have to have a decent credit score, maybe 680 or higher, to qualify for that home equity line of credit. And you got to have positive cash flow. Meaning more money coming in than going out during the month. That positive cash flow is what's pushing down that principal. The more positive cash flow you have, the faster that mortgage is going to pay it off. So I've just helped your listeners literally save 25 years off their mortgage and tens of thousands of dollars in needless interest in a way they're never going to hear about from the bank.
I've never heard about it my entire life. You hear that, folks? 5 years, 6 years, pay off your mortgage. This is amazing. Now, another one that's very near and dear to us is life insurance. When we have a life insurance policy, we let them lapse and they're done. But you have a way to still monetize that, or not capitalize it, but we can still actually get some great benefits on it. Can you explain that, please?
Cash is good, Tony, right? You can get cash.
I love cash. You
know, a lot of people have life insurance policies. They've been paying premiums for many, many years. And when they either don't need it anymore, say their kids are self-sufficient, or they can't afford it anymore because the premiums have gone up, most people just let the policy lapse. The insurance company's real happy because they've been getting premiums from you for all these years. They've never paid you a dime. But there's a better way to do it, which is what's called selling a policy into the life settlement market. That means you can sell that policy for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody else buys it and then becomes the beneficiary and gets the death benefit when you die. And you don't have to pay the premiums anymore. Let me just give you a simple example, Tony. Say you had a policy worth $1 million and say you were 70 years old, something like that. You could sell that policy for maybe $300,000, $400,000. You get cash now. People buying that policy keep paying the premiums. When you die, they get the $1 million. So they put $300,000 in now. They triple their money when you die. Now, the older you are, and frankly, the sicker you are, the more money you're going to get for it because the people buying the policy don't think you're going to stick around too long. There is a website that can help you actually sell that policy in the so-called life settlement market. And that is called fundinglife.com. And they've also got a phone number, 877-485-6681. And they put buyers and sellers of policies together. You would be the seller of a policy. And literally, you get hundreds of thousands of dollars you thought you would never get. And then you can use that money to invest, pay off your debts, whatever you need in retirement.
What I like about that, Jordan, is that if you need the money now, you can actually take it and use it now, and as opposed to another alternative are reverse mortgages, which I think are not very good at all for a senior. So this is a great alternative if you need the money, because you're not out of pocket and you don't lose your house for the kids and so forth. That's
correct.
Very
you're
smart.
Not, you're not you're selling the policy in order to pay the premiums anymore. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make payments. But what's happening is those payments, the interest is accruing over time. So this, it's out of your hands. You get the cash now. Just tell your kids about it, because they're not going to get the death benefit. The buyer of the policy is going to be. But the kids should be happy. It's going to allow you as a retiree to live much better.
Absolutely. And it's the quality of life here. Tony here, and I have something really cool to tell you as a fellow Apple device owner for many years. This episode is brought to you by JAMF Now. JAMF Now helps you set up, manage, and protect your Apple devices on demand. It's pretty easy to keep track of your own Mac, iPad, or iPhone. But what about the other Apple devices in your organization? Well, as a business grows, so does its collection of devices, making it increasingly harder to manage everyone's iPad, iPhone, and Mac. This is especially true if employees are in different locations. Well, with JAMF Now, you can check real-time inventory, configure Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy applications, protect sensitive company data, and even lock or wipe a device from anywhere. That's cool. JAMF Now manages and protects your devices so you can focus on your business instead. No IT experience needed. I like that. And listeners can start securing their business today, setting up the first three devices for free forever. That's incredible. And for just $2 more a month per device. Create your free account today at jamf.com/revenuechat. That's J as in Jeep, A as in America, M as in mother, F as in friend.com/revenuechat. jamf.com/revenuechat. And we're back with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. One more we got here. I want to talk about something which is a headache, but we're not going to make it a headache anymore, which is handling student loan debt. Can you tell us about it as the problem and also as the solution that you have?
The problem is huge, Tony. We have about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Every time there's this graduation season, we add about $100 billion in new student loan debt.
Man.
The average person's graduating with about $39,000 in student loan debt. And it's making it really hard for them because they've got to service the student loan debt and have a life. It's hard for them to rent an apartment, buy a car, kind of get on with life when they have this huge burden of student loan debt. So there's two things you can do coming out of college. The first thing is consolidate. You have a whole bunch of federal loans at different interest rates. You consolidate into one at the lowest possible interest rate using the federal consolidation program. But a lot of people find that kind of difficult to do. So there's a website that can help you do it, which is consolidatecollege.com. This is a place called the Student Loan Help Center. They also have a phone number, which is 855-305-1878. And they can help you go through that whole kind of consolidation process. So now you'll have one bill instead of many to pay. Now, the other thing you can do, Tony, is you can refinance your student loans, combining federal loans and any private loans you may have, which might be at 6 or 10 or much higher interest rates, into one loan in the 2 to 3% interest rate and save yourself a ton of money and pay those things off faster. A place that can help you do that is called Credible. The website for that is credible.com/moneyanswers. They've also got a phone number, 855-870-6005. Now, Credible doesn't make the loan. They're like a platform that have 5 or 6 different lenders with different programs, and you kind of tell them your situation, you see what's available, and then you pick the best deal for you. But now you're going to pay your student loans off a lot faster at 2 to 3% instead of much, much higher interest rates.
Thank you so much for all this information. You've helped us save money to 8%. You've helped us take our mortgage down to 5 years, which is incredible. You've helped us, instead of letting that life insurance policy just lapse, we can actually get cash out of it, which is great. And we can take our student loan debt down to a couple percent. Just absolutely love it. You have great information for us. Would you please share your website with us?
Thanks so much, Tony. Glad to help people. Yes, they can email me at moneyanswers.com. I'd be glad to take emails. There's loads of resources like those and many more to help people improve their financial conditions.
Jordan, you're wonderful to have on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Tony.
All right.
Our next episode is with Michael Neer, The Silent Language of Success.
Thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. And please come back and check out my other shows. They're all aimed at making you more and more successful. And please follow me on social media. It's Tony D-U-R-S-O on Twitter and Tony S D-U-R-S-O for Facebook and Instagram. Remember that S for Facebook and Instagram. And thanks again. And remember, success awaits those who persevere and remain steadfast despite the odds. Be righteous. Join me on the next episode of The Tony D'Urso Show.
You heard that a majority of businesses fail. Don't be a statistic. Get my book free, The Vision Map. Beat the odds for your business success. Get it free at TonyDURSO.com/vision. And set up your own successful vision map. TonyDURSO.com/vision.
Here's a story about something I really love. Here are the adventures of Ronan's Mammoth California vacation. On Ronan's first vacation to Mammoth Lakes, California, we stayed at the Westin Resort, which welcomes four-legged furry family members. Ronan found it extremely comfortable as he sprawled out in front of the fireplace and went to sleep. He hung out there for most of the vacation. See my Facebook album for photos. When my wife and I decided to get dinner on the first evening, we left Ronan in the room and reassured him that we would be right back, our standard command to let him know that we truly will return. However, he went into separation anxiety mode. As we walked out of the building and across the street, we could see him in the window crying and howling like a wolf nonstop. We made sure he saw us and the howling stopped. We thought that was going to be it. We had our dinner across the street. As we walked back to the Westin, we could hear him howling again. And as we got into the corridor, we realized how loud it was. This was unusual for him, and we thought it was because he was in a strange place and left alone for a short bit. We didn't leave him alone during the rest of the vacation and took him to our dinners, or we brought dinner to our room and so forth. All was good. Well, when we were checking out and waiting for the valet to bring our Jeep Wrangler to us, another family that was also checking out with young children appeared. When the lady saw Ronan, she inquired if he was the dog that howls. We were embarrassed and said yes. She proceeded to tell us the story of her son and Ronan howling back and forth at each other loudly, trying to outdo one another. Oh my goodness, it was the boy that was making Ronan howl so loudly. How funny! We relived the story from Ronan and the child's point of view and laughed hysterically. We continue to guffaw every time we recount this story. Who would have ever thought? Well, despite the instigation, we made sure to never leave Ronan alone in a strange room, no matter what. By the way, the staff at the Westin were exceedingly wonderful and made Ronan's stay very enjoyable. Ronan looks forward to returning there again with our trusty Jeep Wrangler. And hey, it's a Jeep, not a car. And I love my Jeep. Go to my Facebook album page at Tony S D-U-R-S-O, remember that S, and look for the album of What I Love. You'll see Ronan warming himself by the fire. What a character. Stay tuned for another episode of The Adventure of Ronan and His Jeep Wrangler. I wonder what's next. All right, thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.